Hello and welcome to the Comedy Club podcast here at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. I'm your host, Dustin Coffin. Please like, subscribe, just click subscribe right there. Just click it, subscribe to the channel, share with your friends. Follow us across social media simply at the Comedy Club KC. Welcome to the show today, Mr. Jeff Wright.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, man.
Air horns. Pew, pew, pew.
I'd like to start off by saying 801, man. 801.
Delta. I don't know if you've been keeping up with the news, but there are not many flight towers or people that are working inside of them, okay? Only a certain amount of flights could leave at a certain amount of time. My flight got delayed 3 hours. Some other people's flights were delayed, too. And if you're flying out of Newark, don't fly out of Newark.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad.
I'm glad you made it.
801.
That's what time he showed up for the 7 o'clock show. It was fine. It was only. I mean, it's not like.
Wait, technically 8 is the time.
Eight-ish. But you weren't like for when your call time was. It wasn't like, horrendous.
My call time normally would be about 7:45-ish.
Yeah. Which is fair.
Not crazy.
Is that stressful? Getting that. Like, what time did you find out your flight was delayed?
I found out at 1:30
today.
Yeah.
And where were you flying out of?
LaGuardia.
Okay, so yeah, like 12:30 here or so. Yeah. And like, so or did you,
but
because that would have showed up 12:30, you would have been here like 3:30. Like,
no, I would have
comfortable,
so it just kept pushing that comfort back.
And like, then they're like 6 o'clock, that's your baby. He said he'll be there at 6. I'm like, all right,
that was like better than nothing, because it's like, at least I'd rather be slightly late and just cutting it close as opposed to like just not making it at all, you know what I mean?
I've only had one person actually that I can remember offhand just completely missed their flight.
Damn.
They fell asleep at the airport.
I'm not gonna lie, it is a cozy place sometimes. I don't know who did it, but I tried to give you a little grace. It's a cozy place sometimes.
It was early on, like he fell asleep. He missed us at the airport. He missed his flight.
I feel like you're putting that gently. I feel like you don't want to say he was high. I feel like you're trying to give grace. That's fine.
You That's just fine. To get to the and then just fall asleep. It's an afternoon flight.
Yeah.
Get on the plane.
Right. Imagine falling asleep at the gate.
Yeah.
That's if you fall asleep in the lounge, I get it. It's a comfy place. They gave you like fruit.
Oh, and I'm pretty sure. Oh, yeah. I don't know what part of the airport he fell. I'm not going to pretend like I know.
I would have asked. That's the pertinent questions. Where'd you fall asleep?
It was definitely the gate. There's no doubt in my mind he fell asleep in the gate.
That makes it worse.
Right next to the line. Nobody woke him.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to lie. And the flight was a little annoying because there was this this lady was musky. I don't know if you guys use that word here, or maybe it's just a South word.
I don't use it personally. Musky. Yeah, no? Do you hear?
So if someone stinks, you would just go, they stink.
Oh, it's a little musky.
You would say musky, no?
I can hear that. I understand the term.
Right. Musty?
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 I think they're saying it wrong.
I don't know.
Kids.
We said musky.
Yeah, and I get a musk. Isn't that like a scent, though?
No, must is the perfume, right?
But musk, is that not a, like... It's a musk. Is that not a?
I thought
a
must was that
musk. No, I don't know what
or
I'm saying.
Or maybe now. I don't know. I could be wrong. I could be thinking of it in reverse. But she stunk, and like she was in front of me. But you know how like no matter if someone's in front of you in line, they can sit wherever.
Yeah,
she sat right next to me.
Oh my god! Damn.
But I'm not even mad at that. My biggest thing is I'm a slight germaphobe. Mm. This guy across the aisle was hacking.
Oh my god.
Hacking. And like I'm like a bloodhound. Like you saw the movie Up.
Yeah.
You remember when the dog squirrel? Like that?
Yeah.
When the dog was like squirrel and just would give up and just pay attention to the squirrel. I'm like that with a cough. Like if we're talking and a cough, I'd be like, "Who?" I can hear if it's covered or not.
She coughs constantly. Mm.
Every
podcast is just Sierra coughing.
Just a random cough in the distance.
None of it.
Yeah.
You know, they've never seen you, Sierra.
That's crazy. They never seen you.
They've never seen her.
Okay.
She just stands behind the camera.
We need to create.
We should get her a laptop.
Yeah.
You know, you just wait. Why are you? I mean, when you could, really? You just stand there doing nothing. I know. I'm kidding.
She's monitoring.
She's
the buttons on the thing. You can play like random sounds.
Yeah, we have a. Oh yeah, but I mean, if, like she could have Googled Musk.
The pertinent stuff. We need Musk. We need to know. Is it Must or Musk?
Both. I really feel like Musk is like on a men's cologne. Is like a. Is that not? Am I?
So then, Must is the stank. That's what I've always heard. Must is stank. Musty. Hmm. We've been in Florida. We say you musky.
Hey, look, these are just suggestions. Like, we're not telling you it is or isn't. Yeah. We are just, Musk sounds dirtier.
Yeah, but that lady Musk. Knows who she is. She knows who she is.
I think the kids are wrong.
Oh, you're Googling it?
Yeah, she's going to Google.
We're going to get to the bottom of it.
You get to Google. We're getting you a laptop. It is Musk.
The stink one?
Yeah. So have you been hearing it wrong or did you just they okay. Well, tell your friends they're wrong and it's Must. I don't know what Must is, but she stunk and that was musky.
Damn. That Florida education system. We don't get much wrong. Come on now. Musky. When it comes to scents.
We got that down.
Gators and Musk.
So late flight, one stunk, the other one's coughing.
Yeah, Jesus.
Are you stressing at this point, or do you just have to relieve yourself of it? Because I understand both.
Not like, I mean, I think I've been stressed about so many things that I've gotten to a place where I'm like, man, control what you can't control. Yeah, I can't make that flight go faster. You know
you're
what
here,
mean?
You made it. They had a great time. Man.
And they were really fun, too. Good. So, like, the comics before were, like, great.
I'll tell you, the guy that we threw up after the feature to cover that last 15 minutes, like, good for him. It's a local. I mean,
he had no faith in you.
That's
that good for that's him. That's not was true. Like,
I wouldn't have put him up if I didn't have faith.
That's fair.
It was Pat McCarthy.
Shout local, out to Pat.
Pat McCarthy did it. And it's almost an impossible spot, right?
Yeah. Because I think it's the greatest spot, though. I think the feature is.
The feature is fantastic.
Yeah.
But to be a guy who's going to come out after the feature where the headliner is supposed to go, you're like 45 minutes to an hour into the show. They're expecting the headliner next. We've taught our crowds your headliner comes next.
Yeah.
Here comes Pat McCarthy, who's maybe featured once, right? But he's really funny.
Yeah.
But to come out in that situation and just own it and to just crush and
shout out to him.
Yeah. Like this dude, they tried to get fit, like be an uptight dinner crowd, and he just like, nah.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, and I was really proud of him, whatever that means. I mean, I love seeing local talents and people who started here grow here, just to see them shine and step up when it matters.
And that's why I was late, to give Pat a chance to wow you.
Pat, you need to thank him.
Come on now, Pat. You're welcome. I said I could force this plane to drive faster or fly faster. I could get in the cockpit. And I said,
hey, could we pick it up just a little bit? 800 miles an hour is
not enough.
Not enough, man.
Not enough.
I need 1,000.
Yeah. Also, can we make a pit stop and kick this musky lady and this coffer off the plane? Parachute. I thought we would stop and stop.
Yeah.
Just kick him off.
You got a parachute.
That's fair. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Let's go to the bat. Oh, God. There's nothing worse. Who's going to be dirty and fly? You know, like, like you, before I, you shower, you wear clean clothes, clean socks, like, not.
Nah, I think you're giving them too much.
When I travel twice, I will twice. Even if I wear the same pants, I'll change shirt. I don't care. When I'm out of town, I change my socks and I change my underwear twice, like in the morning and then a new, like all fresh at night too. So like when I'm traveling, you want to be clean, but also there's this people next to you. You don't want to be the dirty, stinky guy going through TSA. Like
I feel like when I fly, I want to be invisible. Yeah. And like if you have a scent or a cough, you're not invisible.
You're not invisible.
I see you.
Yeah.
Especially me. I'm going
to
see you.
I try to wear local sports attire when I travel. Just to,
what?
Yeah. What are you afraid of?
Is it, wait, is that like a bad thing? Like, wait, that's
no, that's like, yeah, that's like
represent. You're like, oh, he's just
no. I'm, you I'm, know, everyone.
I'm
there.
One of you. I'm one of you. Look.
Aren't you going out your way to get like a? That's a little much, no? That's a little much. It's like, hey guys, I just want you. That's like super blending in. I get it, but
Chiefs. It's always Chiefs.
But everyone like
also,
knows.
Also, like when I fly, when I get into places, like the last place I traveled was Vegas, mm-hmm. and that's where the Raiders are. So I love getting out in the Las Vegas airport wearing my Chiefs shirt, just be like, fuck rivals. All of you,
yeah.
Fuck y'all of you.
Is it that is deep like that here?
Not the Raiders,
man.
It's no, that's a deep.
Like I always deep. I only see it on
you know, and
TV.
They're in Vegas now. But I mean, the team is the team. It's weird that they can move city to city, but the rivalry still stays.
Yeah,
and
that means you guys don't let things go. Kansas that's a city? Human thing. No, yeah, it's like you got a vendetta.
I think it's more of a fun thing. Like you know,
you need someone to gang up on.
Like, but the city as a whole, I just want to rub it.
To
like,
come together.
Not rub it in, just like, hey,
yeah,
Mahomes over here.
And you guys might have, like, one of the greatest dynasty, or at least the start of one.
So, like, when you travel, I think that's the opposite of, I mean, you're saying that's almost suspicious, wearing, like, a Chiefs shirt or a sports shirt when you travel. It's
you know, of the city or place you're going to.
Oh, what you're going to.
That's what you said.
I wear it. Local, like Kansas City.
Oh, you wear your city when you come.
I wear Chiefs shit.
Oh yeah, you just
I travel in Chiefs.
You want hostility
when I land, but not at the TSA. I figure it's good to get through TSA, and it doesn't matter when you get there.
What about the return flight?
Yeah, I'm probably still wearing Chiefs shit.
We just thought of this halfway.
Oh boy.
That's fair.
So what I gotta start doing is picking up local sport. Like, yeah, you know, if I'm going to Minnesota.
Nah, that's too much. You just gotta,
it's
like,
my travel shirt. I was vacationing here. I'm a fan.
Bruh, having the airport t-shirt is hilarious. This is my airport shirt.
A shirt of the airport you're
at?
Yeah,
this is my airport shirt. This is my airport shirt.
It's so funny. Like, I'm just going to make, like, MCI shirts and, like, LaGuardia shirts. And
there's my LaGuardia.
Go LaGuardia!
They honestly might let you in faster.
Does this guy work here?
Yeah. Nah.
I think. Does a stolen TSA shirt count? I don't have one, but, like.
I think they would just look at you like.
Like, how did he get that?
Yeah, I think you need a badge, though. A lanyard.
Oh, yeah. The shirt's not a shirt without a badge on it. Yeah, I'm not trying to impersonate. Just like,
are they federal?
Are they federal? TSA agents? Is the best. Well, I do think so. But
that's a crime. That's a federal crime.
So yeah, I'm not trying to impersonate any.
That'd be a Diddy amount of years.
Like to wear a TSA T-shirt going through TSA. That's not.
Or like repping like their brand.
You wear like the team's shirt to the stadium. It doesn't mean you're a player.
No, that's fair.
I'm just here to support TSA.
That's fair. I'm here to support TSA. You guys have it rough.
You guys have it rough, man.
Yeah.
They don't. There's only a couple things TSA really cares about, man. It's
liquids, like bombs, guns.
Bombs and probably like knives. Cocaine and stuff like weapons, stuff like that. Like,
why are you low?
Like, they don't give a shit about weed. I do know that. Like, they don't. They'll
probably take it.
They won't. And I can attest to that.
They have been so like every local news will be like, and finally, local secure or airport agents ring captured. Like, they caught people who were stealing from people's bags, personal belongings.
I forgot one time. I forgot to take a vape pen out of my pocket going through the fucking and like it was like it wasn't even and he's like what's and I was like he's like I don't care about that. And then last time coming back from Vegas, they stopped me. I passed everything, but then they stop and say, hey, you've been selected for a random electronic like screening. They're like, we need
they
to see
cuffed your balls.
They're like, we need to see your phone.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I was, they said you've been selected for a random electronic. So
wait. Why did them cuffing your balls. Like, that's what they do. No, 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 I'm saying like that. Why would that be going? Oh, okay, that's what they do. But your phone, I was like, what?
Yeah, right.
How dare they?
We're used to the phones, but now we're used to the balls.
Not the phone. Yeah.
What do you got? Not you. Tell me. Is it good?
Is it good?
Look, I'm wearing clean underwear for you.
Wait, what'd they do with your phone?
Well, here's the thing. I left my phone in the cab getting out at the airport at Las Vegas. And so I didn't have it. I was actually able to get it back. Like, once I got through all this mess, the security let me use their phone.
Called your phone.
How did we... Yeah, I kept trying to call my phone and call. So I called my mom, and her and my kid were calling. And then I got my watch connected to the Wi-Fi at the airport. So I was able to do that beep thing of like find my phone.
And it beeped?
Oh, yeah. So like it started. So all I can imagine is my phone. He was, and then hear a burp, burp, burp. The cab driver heard that, called my mom back. And right?
Because crazy.
And then arranged, and then the cop arranged with the cab driver for him to come up and drop off my phone.
You missed your flight.
I made it, dude. Not only did I make it, I had like A6. I was probably A15. Like I was I made it. Like,
yeah.
And once I got my phone, I went and smoked a cigarette and gambled in the Las Vegas airport, and still made it. You know.
You had to calm the nerves.
I got like, this is a lot.
Yeah, no, that's a lot.
So, yes, they said, you've been selected for a random electronic a test. We need to see your phone. I'm like, I don't have my phone. They're like, well, a laptop or something. I'm like, I didn't travel with a laptop, right?
That's so weird.
So they took my bag and just fucking tore it apart.
Looking for electronic.
Looking for anything that they could find in my bag. And she picks up a canister that clearly says marijuana, a bag that probably clearly said, well, Willie Nelson, marijuana.
The good stuff. You know
what I mean? And she goes, she's like, she calls over, like, what do we do with this? And I don't hear every word. All I know is when they were done with that, she put it back in my suitcase, put my shit back in there and handed it and said, have a good day.
Dang, no, but that is weird. Why did they want it? What were they going to do with your phone?
That I don't know. I've heard it's a new thing. When I told the security guard, the cop there, that they did that, she's like, I've heard rumors, but they actually started doing that. So even she was like, what are they? That's a lot. I mean, it seems very like stay out of my phone. Like, what do we?
I've never heard of this.
What are you looking for?
Yeah, what apps you got? They're doing a survey. Are you a TikToker or Instagrammer? You're on Snapchat? That's crazy. I've never heard of nothing like that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now I'm afraid to fly.
Right? But I'm burnt out of driving long distance after like road dogging it and stuff like that.
Yeah, no. Those, like, what's the longest you think you could drive?
Could or
would drive, sorry.
These now or have done?
No, would.
Now?
Now.
Dude, I'm like...
There and back. Like, we're doing at it.
By myself?
Oof, that's the worst.
So, well, 2 years ago, I took a little family trip with my kids and my mom, and we went to Detroit via Chicago. And my mom and I split driving.
Here's my thing. Do you feel like you can listen to the entertainment you want to listen to with the family in the car?
Listen to the entertainment? Like, the music?
Music, anything. Like...
Podcasts?
Yeah, all that.
Yeah. I mean, I like... Yes, because like I listen to a lot of, I'm driving, so I'm going to listen to what music I want to listen to for the most part.
That's fair.
I will let the kids, like, if they want to listen, pick songs. And that's actually fun when you each pick a song and you take turns and you get mom in on it. She's like, the Beatles. And you're like, you know, yeah. And so that's entertaining. And then the podcasts. I listen to a lot of like pro wrestling talk radio and stuff like that. So that would be like Busted Open.
Yeah.
On Sirius, I listen to like a lot too. So nothing too crazy. I mean, what kind of stuff would you personally not be able to listen to on a family road trip?
Unless everybody else is going to sleep, I'm putting on like sports talk.
Yeah, I don't think
they
want to
hear that.
It doesn't matter if you're driving.
That's true.
It doesn't matter if you're driving.
I just want to, but like, it's nothing worse when everyone falls asleep and better, you're driving.
Better.
You're like, then,
seriously, when people fall asleep, I've noticed this. I've tried, when people fall asleep late at night on those trips, they're fucking out.
Yeah.
They've been traveling all day. They're out. out, the kids, the fucking whatever, you like roll the fuck, you know, blast the music. They don't wake up to nothing. You roll down the window. They don't know. I would never do that.
I do not condone or cosign.
No, I don't.
I was just a bystander in that. Lit and dry.
No, I don't. Not with. But
no. I get what you're saying.
But it's a party to me. Like, you can go faster. That you don't have to stop every 30 minutes. It's that's the mindset I used to carry. Now I just don't want to drive anymore. A few hours and I'm.
Yeah, I think because I live in New York now, I go, man, I miss driving.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Do you take the train all over the city?
Yeah, it'll get you anywhere. It's so cost efficient.
I was lucky in New York just because I had a buddy who lived close, mm-hmm. and I did have a car when I moved there. So he had the only block in the area that you could just leave your car. Mm. Like all week, didn't have to move it ever. Yeah, and it was like a 15.
Even for cleaning,
never. And so it was like a 15-minute walk.
We don't clean here.
It was like a 15-minute walk, right, from my apartment. So it was great. So
I would
leave it there all week, and then I'd go get it on the weekends, and I'd go do like road gigs and come back and something. It was really cush, on that end.
Man, like I'm not gonna lie.
There's so many clubs around there,
right? But like there is my comic friends with cars, just watching them get into the city or just. Pop up at the spot in Brooklyn in their car, and I'd be like, damn, look at me walking. trying to save money like a loser.
Is it hard to park and stuff?
Like as far as difficulty.
Like driving to the gigs and stuff like that? No, like finding parking. And
Yeah, I'm sure. Like they were saying it takes them like 10, 15 minutes. Imagine being on time and then being late because you can't park. That to me is like, damn. I just want to, like Grand Theft Auto, just jump out the car and like let it roll. Just go inside.
In the stealth area.
If he's still there, yeah. And pull him on the curb. Oh, man, that's all I want to do. Or like get like the, I don't know if you've ever seen the TV show Ray Donovan.
No.
It's
sounds familiar.
This guy, he's just a fixer, right? But
what does it fix?
Like the first episode, this rapper or football player had a dead woman in his condo downtown, and he told him to leave and he'll fix it. Fixed it. The guy didn't go to jail. Fix it. That's a good promo for the show. Y'all should watch.
Wow.
But anyway.
So, okay. That's a episodic TV show.
Yeah. But in the show.
I do know what you're talking about.
You've seen it before.
No, but I know what you're talking about. I've seen trailers and all that looks good.
Yeah. I think you should. I mean.
I'll check it out.
But not sans the point. In the show, this guy got like a pass from the government, like from the police. And or the mayor or whatever, and he's like, you can park anywhere next to a fire hydrant, not gonna ticket, not gonna tow. I want one of those. Yeah. You know how either you gotta be like super famous or super rich. And I rather do the rich one, not the famous one. But but super rich to buy one of those, you park anywhere. Obviously,
I mean, sometimes they want to make a point out of the super rich who think they can get away with everything.
Yeah. I don't know. I was talking to the Uber driver today, and he was like, how rich do you think he is? That's why he's Diddy is. That's why he's trying all these freaky things.
Oh, my God.
Because he's reached that level. And I was like, damn, never mind. Maybe I don't want to be
that rich.
Yeah. Imagine getting numb to regular life.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You know what I mean?
You have to find new things to make you happy. I mean, just
that
the dopamine, the rush.
Because honestly, when you don't have a lot going on, that sounds like a fun adventure.
I don't think you need money to get desensitized to normality, though, sometimes.
But you need accessibility to get numb to normality, no? Because otherwise, you'd be doing something so mundane because you need it to live
a certain lifestyle. Why do people do, like, X Games and, you know, parkour and stuff
like
that?
That's their passion.
So it's not.
That's like also a job.
But I mean, too. Like to go for something like skydiving, this, that. I mean, is that not?
That's fair. That's a good point.
Right.
Jumping off a bridge.
The rush is.
Bungee jumping off a bridge. Sorry.
Killing yourself. I'm sorry. Unaliving yourself.
I'm in bungee jump.
It's got really extreme. We had him at skydive.
I was trying to yes and. I was trying to add. I didn't mean end it. I forgot the chord part. The chord is the important part. But you were saying
thrill of it? It's like, if you have to get that much of a rush, I mean, I agree it's passion and stuff, but to like require that, but I've never done it. I've never jumped out of a plane, mountain climb, right? But you have to, I think you would probably have gotten pretty numb to the simple things that it just takes that extra bit to get it out of you.
Yeah, I feel like I agree. I feel like, but I also think it's like two different types of people in this world. I think it's people who have that accessibility and become numb, or there's people who are just thrill seekers and it's just like they gotta get that. Like a good roller coaster will do it for most people, and then some people are like, I need more.
I think some people just get so, like when they have that much money and they start living a certain way, they just become completely out of touch.
Yeah.
And it shows in that. Like, they forgot how hard they had to work. They forgot what it was like to deliver whatever fucking job. You know what I mean? They forgot how they lived as a kid. Like, and they just. Yeah. So the sympathizing for a fan or them towards the fan is a little wonky.
Disconnected?
Yeah.
I agree. That said, touch grass, people. Touch grass.
Touch grass. Touch it. I got some if you want. Let's go for a drive.
He's got grass, people.
Grass pads high on grass. All right, we got another show coming up, man. Your time is you've had to do not everything today has just been evolved around time for you. So,
man.
So these things have a timer; they're gonna stop at 30. So we just stop before the camera stop. Jeff, I appreciate you making it. I appreciate you being here, sitting down for this. It's been a lot of fun being able to talk to you for a few minutes, getting to know you, and just, I look forward to the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, me too.
Where can people find you?
You can find me at Jeff Right Now on everything. I just started a Snapchat. Jeff was right.
There you go. Follow Jeff. Follow the Comedy Club podcast. Subscribe. Share with your friends. Please subscribe.
Subscribe.
Go to thecomedyclubkc.com. Find a show you like. Come out and see us. We'll see you next week. Bye.